7 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I've just made an executive decision.
What's that, Dougie?
Well, after the email that came from that lady yesterday, she said she liked me better than you. Well, I should take some time off. You and Ken did a wonderful job, marvelous job. I'm going to take some time off right now.
I'm
leaving.
You getting
I'm
your
taking
feelings
Charlotte
hurt.
For a walk. You guys take it over. Come on, Charlotte. Let's go.
Well, good morning.
All right. Well, 7 minutes past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Doug out on assignment. What do we always say? He's out sick, battling some sort of stomach bug. Is that what it is?
Yeah, but we all know that he's not doing that today.
No, he's just battling just a normal old bug. So what's going on at the Olympics, Ken? Are we catching up?
We are. We are in, well, we're in second place. Russia has slipped to third. The Netherlands are in first.
Back again. Gosh, they've been in first almost this whole time, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they won in speed skating. They won all three, the gold, silver, and bronze, so that leapfrogged them ahead of us, putting them back in first. We have the same we have the same number of total medals. We both have 20, but
they have
we
more
each
than
have
good stuff.
Six gold. They have more silver than we do.
There
so
you go.
That's how close it is. We're tied with gold with them. But
so I have a question. Since I'm not an Olympics girl, this is this always confuses me. And maybe you and maybe Evan will be able to shed some light. Do they like? Are we done with curling? Like for instance, there was like all the big to do over the curling team being so bad. Do they do curling and then ice dancing and then speed skating? Do they do it all in chunks, or will there be more of that towards the end of the week?
We are never done with curling, Jen.
Okay, so it comes back again.
There's currently a curling match on right now. I won't give any spoilers away, but Canada and Great Britain are currently playing. It's the females team. The
okay, everybody team. Fine and dandy with me now?
What about you? Did you come out of the corner?
No, I took Charlotte for a walk. I figure, listen... This lady wants to be the program director of the radio program.
Oh, my gosh. You should be proud because we got a nice
proud.
Compliment no, that when you were know. Gone, the show didn't tank. So no. You know what, mister?
Mister.
Hesh on ya. And we just talked about the Olympics and
really?
That the Russians fell to third. So nanny, nanny, nanny.
All right. So here's something you didn't talk about with regard to the Olympics.
But
going back to this date, 1984,
you're
it
right.
was the
we didn't talk about that.
14th Winter Olympic Games. What did you think when I said, okay, you guys take it over?
And
you,
nothing. You I just started I asking my question about the Olympics.
You thought I was kidding, right?
No, I actually knew you were kidding. Because you know what? You were recording during that break, so you probably didn't get a chance to take Charlotte out, and she's probably bugging you, so you were looking for the opportunity
she's
to go.
Sitting right here by me. What happens is sort of behind the scenes. During many of the breaks, top and bottom of the hour and commercial breaks, I'm recording things for various stations. We have a new station in Pennsylvania, so I was doing that. That's how I spend a good deal of my time. And then there are other moments when I'm talking to Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and the others involved in the program. Evan is at the controls in our studio in Washington today. Michael's on vacation with his father in Florida. That's very nice. And he went to see Mickey Mouse. I have on good authority. He went. Can you see? Michael
went to Disney
behind the
World?
Scenes guys. He went to SeaWorld?
No, he went to Disney World.
I heard that there was a big Chinese and Asian delegation that was showing up
oh,
there.
Oh, so that's why he went.
Yeah. Over there.
Can't
anyway.
You just see him with the little mouse ears on?
Right. Well, do they have, for the Mickey Mouse, is it, well, am I going to be sorry I said this?
Probably. What are you going to
yes.
say?
Yeah.
Kenny knows where I'm going. Has to do with eyes, right? A mouse?
Right.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, back to the Olympics. The
yes.
The 14th. I feel like saying it anyway.
No, you've already said it.
Oh, I have?
Like,
okay.
People get it.
You know, but I like to just hammer it home.
Just in case.
Yeah,
just in case you missed it the first three times.
Really
here it is again.
Dull, right? Yeah. I'm going to run over that dead skunk on the road one more time. Anyway, the Olympic Games in Sarajevo.
Sarajevo.
Remember those? 1984. Soviet Union led all countries, had 25 medals. U.S. captured 9 medals to tie for 5th place. So those of you who are worried about us being in 2nd place or wherever we are, I guess we're still in 2nd place, right? You just went
yes,
through that.
Yes, we just went through that.
Yeah.
The Netherlands, they got us in that speed skating. They came back and got us.
Yeah. The first. Olympic Stadium, I remember going to Sarajevo and seeing how it was all shot up. You could, I remember getting off of a bus and walking around the center of Sarajevo. The buildings, all the buildings. It was, we went to the compound. We went to where the Civil War started. All those buildings were just loaded. They were machine gunned. Some of them had been blown up with mortar fire, and the buildings were just, nobody was living there. The place was like, it was like a war zone because it was a war zone. Anyway, I think it's kind of an interesting reality. And so, therefore, we go back in memory to the Winter Olympics and a different
and
scenario.
And what a nice memory that was.
Well, I think it's good juxtaposition, actually, Jennifer, because we are so worried about being in second place. We didn't do well in those Olympic Games. There have been plenty of games that we haven't done well in. So people who have a short memory think, oh, my God, this is terrible. The Americans are second place. Americans are doing quite well, thank you. And I'd rather look at it that way than all these people who are grousing, oh, we're in second place. Well, actually, a lot of people just want to know that we're ahead of the Russians.
Right. That's the big idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and you know what they say. This is, of course, a historical fact. First is worst, second is best, and third is the nerd with the big hairy chest. So, really, being in second place is just fine, I think.
Oh, I never heard that one before. Boy, am I glad you're here. Never mind, I had to take Charlotte out for a walk.
Historical fact.
Very good. So, the Olympics in our focus here.
Right now, nobody has more medals than we do.
Ah. Rah, rah, shish, goomba. Hey, hey, what do you say? All right, that's good. We got enough Olympic stuff done. Can we go on to something else in a moment?
Sure.
All right, good. 888-302-3684. Twitter, at Good Day Show. For those of you who are on Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. This is going to be one of those days, I can tell. And it started. The only reason it's going to be one of those days is because of the way it just started, Jennifer. I promise you, this is going to be one of those days. If you are interested in stopping hair loss right here, right now, here's the number to call. I probably don't have to do anything else. Stop hair loss, call 800-525-8319. That's how you get Provia, which will stop your hair loss. Men and women, colored hair, regular hair, treated hair, doesn't make any difference. Call 800-525-8319 for Provia. Cleanse the pores in your scalp. You get that stuff that's stuck in there that has kept the follicles from growing through the pores. You use cheap cement. You use cheap shampoos that plug up your pores like cement. Yeah, I mean, there's a relativity. You're so quick to laugh at me. What's the big idea? After all.
Ugh. Continue. I'm not laughing at you.
I know.
I'm laughing with you. You said cement in your hair.
Yes. Provia will stop hair loss right now. Jennifer has a great head of hair. Kenny's got a great head of hair. My hair is a few little places here and there that could stand some improvement. So that's why I'm using Provia. And you can grow up to be just like me. Be the first kid on your block to grow your hair back naturally. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get priority shipping, excuse me, free. I think that's the message, right? Have I done everything, Jennifer?
Yes.
You can be my instructor in this if I've done a good job.
Free sample, free shipping.
Free. Everything's free.
Better hair.
800-525-8319 for Provia.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature, I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air for Wednesday the 19th, a long winter. Not over yet. If you go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, you'll see a picture of what it looked like to drive down my driveway on the farm yesterday afternoon.
Uh-oh. Aren't you glad you're not there?
Well, I'll be there tonight.
Oh, are you flying there today?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
crazy man.
The northeast yesterday had lots more snow. However, the good news is there's a brief respite on the way from the temperatures, from the snow. However, meteorologists say that it will not last.
Yeah, more snow.
Yep.
And someone just called this the second half of the winter.
Yeah, well.
It seems like this is the long half.
I'm telling
you, the first half is pretty long.
That it's going to be short-lived now, the second half here. But
you think?
My sense is, but when you look at the totals even, how long is it going to take for 58 inches of snow to melt in Philadelphia?
No.
And Detroit has 57. New York has, well, wait a minute. Detroit's 76. New York, 57. The average number in New York is about 17 inches over the course of a winter. So there are 40 inches more of snow. And what do they do with it? Can you imagine the expense of trucking? That's what they do. They have to truck all the snow out of the city and dump it either in the Hudson River or someplace to get rid of it.
If they could bottle it and send it to the West, we would probably be able to drink it or shower in it or something.
Chicago has experienced the fifth snowiest winter on record, 66.8 inches of snow there.
You know what got me with Chicago and Illinois just in general is that they've had 72 days in a row of below freezing temperatures.
Yeah, right. Very cold. Awful.
That's a lot.
Meanwhile, according to FlightView, 95,000 flights have been canceled so far this winter.
Wow.
That's the highest in 25 years.
So does that hurt the airline industry then?
Doesn't do any good. And it certainly doesn't do people who are trying to... a couple of times I get, I was silly enough to pay for one change fee, and then I said, wait a minute, it's not my fault the flight got canceled. What the hell's the matter with you people? American be happy to charge you for anything they can get out of you. The new American. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Another no-name singer from American Idol.
Maybe she'll be a big name after all of this.
The top 10 women started performing last night, Jennifer, on American Idol. It's a lady named Kristen O'Connor. The song is called Turning
Pretty Boy.
Table. Yeah, all right, crank it up. Whoever heard of this woman before? How old is she? Did you say, Jennifer? Late teens?
Gotta be 20s. In her late teens or early 20s, because you can only be up to, I think, 28 to be on American Idol.
So why doesn't somebody sue them for age discrimination?
I don't know. You want to do it? And I should go in and try it.
Let's try out, and they won't take
us for our age.
Right. Outrage is right. And then we can go around the country talking about it.
They'll send us to The Voice, which is where we'd rather be anyway.
The Voice?
Really,
the producers are working on The Voice from American Idol. Send The Voice is no age discrimination.
No
at
age
all,
limit,
right?
Nope. Yeah, and it starts Monday, so we can hurry.
All right, let's hurry. I'm ready. Meanwhile, late night comedians are working. I wonder what Conan O'Brien thinks about Jimmy. If you could really get into his brain, what do you think Conan O'Brien is thinking to himself now that he sees Jay Leno is gone and Jimmy Fallon actually gets the job?
I don't know if he cares so much about Jimmy Fallon, but he's got bitter pills for Jay Leno, I think, even now. He makes jokes about it.
Yeah. Well, but think about it. Where would I be if... But you weren't good enough for that circumstance, for whatever the reason. I think he was too self-conscious because it was a big job. Fallon, sort of from all the reviews I've seen, just sort of slid into it because it was just like doing the program he was doing before.
Right. And he came out and kind of introduced himself. He was humble. I think people probably appreciated that a little bit more.
All right. Well, let's listen to a bit of Conan O'Brien's monologue last night before we listen to Jimmy Fallon.
I couldn't believe this. This was actually in the news today. The World Clown Association. Follow me on this. I didn't know there was a World Clown Association. The World... And why aren't I in it? The World... Clown Association has announced that the number of clowns worldwide has dropped dramatically. Yeah, the drop in clowns is mostly due to one fatal car accident.
Check this out. Ryan Seacrest announced that he's launching his own clothing line this year. They're pretty good clothes, but I heard that it's impossible to get them out of the closet. Because they're so nice, you don't want to get them dirty.
Oh, that's what, they're so beautiful.
Yeah. They're so nice, you don't want to...
Of course.
Of course. What were you guys thinking?
Nothing.
When asked why he started his own clothing line, Seacrest said, because if I stop working, I die.
That was
a great joke.
Yeah, that was. Wendy Williams somebody who gets a lot of attention for the way she handles her midday audience, the way she fields questions. I think she's very good at what
she
does.
I like her, too.
I think she's very, very good. Here she discusses Kanye West's criticism of the media coverage of Kanye West, of course.
Kanye West, on the other hand, he went on another rant, and this time he's lashing out about media outlets like TMZ and E! He says that they're always trying to make him look like a maniac or an animal because they're afraid of interracial relationships. You know what? Any excuse is better than none. You are ticky boom. Nobody cares about your squirrely relationship with Kim K, first of all. When I look at them, I don't even, it doesn't, anyway, nobody cares about your interracial relationship, and nobody cares about trying to make you look like an animal or maniac because you do that just perfectly yourself.
Huh. And she's right.
That's why I like her. she's very, very good. And that maybe it comes from her training as a radio personality because she was really good on her feet. She used to be a little raw, but she's calmed herself down a little bit. And it's just, you look at her face, you watch her gestures, you listen to her intonation. I just find her to be very intriguing. So anyway, Wendy Williams on the air middays around the country, 28 after the hour on the morning program. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, why is immigration reform stalled?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Erickson and Alter. Speaker Boehner said his House Republican caucus wouldn't vote on immigration reform because it didn't trust the elected president to enforce the law. Is that convincing?
They are committing suicide as a party, as I think everybody from Karl Rove to Bill O'Reilly and others acknowledge, if they don't pass some kind of immigration reform. They simply cannot compete in national elections getting 29% of the Latino vote, which is what Mitt Romney got.
I don't think it's suicide for 2014, and right now that's all the Republicans are interested in. They didn't want it this year. They really want to take the Senate so they can iron it out. There's a feeling among some of the conservatives who still aren't huge on the immigration issue that it would go to a conference committee and wind up badly for them, and Boehner would push it through.
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Eric Erickson and
a little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Big Deal program is on the air.
Big deal.
This is a big deal. You realize that, right?
I do.
Yep. Like Amtrak charging through town every day at the same time. Here we are. Americans are excited about where we are with the Olympics. I think the top three haven't changed yet, have they?
There has been just in the last couple minutes, a quick addition. Really? It's good news, bad news situation for the Americans. The good news is that we have another gold medalist. Ted, spoilers for all you out there listening. Ted Ligety won gold in the giant
hot
slalom.
Hot diggity, dog diggity.
Oh, what you do to me?
It's so new. And when I saw his name for the first time, that's exactly what went through my head. Hot diggity, dog ligety.
Is that a reference someone my age should know?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Ted Ligety.
For the rest of the world, however, it's a reference to an old Perry Como song.
And you should know it, Evan.
Yeah, Evan, if you were up to cultural speed, being involved in a program like this, you want to know everything about everything.
My education continues daily with this show.
I know it does. Yes, and you're much smarter.
All right, so what about him? So he won a gold?
So, yes, Ted Ligety won a gold medal in the giant slalom discipline for skiing.
In the slalom?
Giant slalom. Not just slalom. Giant slalom. Those are two separate events.
Tom Brokaw never could say that. Can you imagine with his problem with L's, how he says slalom? Do you ever hear Tom Brokaw say the word slalom? Have you ever been in the same room with Tom Brokaw? Did he actually say slalom, or did somebody say it for him?
You mean like a voice editor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, get that straight.
Okay, so that's
now back to you in the studio, Evan. What else?
So the bad news is that the Russians, who were originally one medal behind us, they recently got two medals in the snowboard parallel slalom event.
They can snowboard in Russia?
Well, here's the thing. The female took bronze in her discipline, and she actually married an American snowboarder in this event, who then... I don't want to use the term defected because that connotes political things, but he emigrated to Russia for his bride.
He's an American skiing, snowboarding for Russia.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the outrage. Yes. And wow. He got a gold?
I don't know if he got gold or silver. I haven't seen the update on that race.
So
but he was
ahead
in the
of
final.
Us? Is that what you're telling me?
No. The Americans are technically number one because we have a seventh gold medal and
oh, so we beat
the Russians have six. Yes, we are one ahead of the Netherlands.
But that's
now.
All I want. I don't care how we do against the Russians. I want us to beat the hell out of the Netherlands.
Do it, Dougie.
That's what I want us to do. I want us to whip them. Those upstarts, who do they think they are?
That's right.
Beating us. What an outrage.
Yeah. There's nothing to do but practice sports in the Netherlands, I would imagine.
Right. Now, there are some very attractive women that you can
Yes,
face.
There are. They're all the big, hefty blonde chicks.
All right, anyway, so are you taking care of Evan? Is that it?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. You could find us a copy, probably, of Perry Como's Hot Diggity Dog Diggity.
Oh, what you do to me.
Mm-hmm. Speaking that's of Tom Brokaw, do we have that sound from him, Evan? This is Tom Brokaw in one of his daily radio pieces addressing the cancer diagnosis. The first time he said anything himself. And what he did was what you'd expect. Brokaw is actually a very good human being. By all accounts, anybody that I know who has known him say this guy is really just a very good human being. And in this conversation, he gives some suggestions on how if you have to deal with this or you have friends who are dealing with cancer, this is how to help them deal with it.
You may have heard this week that I've been diagnosed with cancer, multiple myeloma. That's a cancer of the blood cells in the bone marrow. I've kept the news private for 6 months and hope to continue my encouraging treatment away from the spotlight. But I do have a few thoughts to share on how to deal with friends who have cancer. And we all have those friends, don't we? Don't call repeatedly to ask, how are you? Instead, call with a joke or some gossip. Send a funny YouTube. Send over 4 quarts of ice cream or a large container of chili, music, or a book on tape. If your sick friend has kids, take the kids on an outing. Cancer is a full-time occupation for those affected. They don't need to be reminded that they're sick. They do need to be reminded they're not in this alone.
You know, I would like to spend time reflecting on that message because I think it's a very powerful message, but I'd rather do it when Richie was here. So let's put that on a second burner, Evan, if you will. I think it's good to hear Brokaw talk about it that way. I think it's good for people to reflect. For those of you who don't know, Rich McFadden, who's a very valuable part of this program, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, has been going through cancer treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma for the past almost 10 months now. And he still has some more to do, but he's pretty much through. He's got a little radiation to take. And so I want him to reflect on that. I thought what Brokaw is a very smart guy. I thought that was very sage advice. I went through it for, even though I wasn't married to my children's mother, she had stage 4 breast cancer and survived 21 years with it. And it was something that was always there in the background. But you never, it really, because of the way she went through it, you didn't think that she was a woman who was going through cancer. And I think there are a lot of people, there are folks who wear it on their sleeve and do the oh, woe is me routine. Brokaw's not one of those. Richie certainly is not one of those. And the other side, I mean, there's a different, everybody's going to have a different approach to it. Can you just, and I think I asked Richie this on the air, what did you feel the moment you heard for the first time that you had cancer? It's got to be a different feel than you've got heart disease.
Yeah, the C word when you hear it about yourself.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's just there's something about that word that gets to you. Oof.
It was interesting. I was talking to my grandfather's wife, Helen. They've been together for a long time, but she just battled breast cancer and won. Yeah. And, you know, she and I were talking about it, and she said, you know, when you hear that, and you have people that come up to you and either, you know, make kind of insensitive comments or are constantly asking how you are.
Right. She said, it gets overbearing.
In your mind, you're already battling so many negative thoughts that you're trying to get rid of anyway. It's just you don't need those constant reminders. And so I think what Tom Brokaw says is really important because you want people that are supportive, that are trying to make you laugh, that are diversions more than you need people saying, oh, what's going on? Are you okay?
Yeah.
And that sort of thing.
Right. All right. Now, speaking of whether or not you're okay, all right. We had the reference to the Perry Como song, which now will be a cultural ear filler. For those who do not know of this song, those of you who are Evan's age and never heard the song, which I rather poorly referenced when I was trying to be funny about Mr. Ligety's name. This is the song to which I made reference. Second verse.
If anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful.
I gave Harry Comer credit for this, right?
Tell me, where have you been all my life? Oh, hot diggity, dog diggity, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity, dog diggity, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight.
You think or not? You want more?
I love it. No, I think it's good. I think it's just the right amount.
Just enough. Okay. Thank you, Kenny. Now, if this is sort of like a seesaw. It's like going up and down the mountainside at the Olympics. I want to go back to what we were talking about with regard to Brokaw and bring you something that maybe will give you lots of optimistic hope. I've recently come across the story of a Swiss dairy farmer named Anton Betschart, B-E-T-S-C-H-A-R-T. He has lived to be 102 years old, and he has published what he believes is the secret to having a vital life. Okay? Swiss dairy farmer, you can understand how I gravitated to that, because I'm an American dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a real farmer. This guy said, having followed the food chain, he feels now that he has as much energy as he did when he was 20. And he has an interesting perspective on eating food. First of all, he says, I drink a glass of wine every single day.
Smart.
One glass of wine. All right? That's where he starts. Well, he doesn't start the day, but he has it. He also has never eaten food that was not grown in the area in which he lives, which is another thing that sort of supports community agriculture. I've started doing a radio program on talkersradio.com, which you can listen to if you would like, if you're an agrarian or interested in the local Boer movement, interested in food and the issues of food. The American Family Farmer is what it's called. It's 1 hour a week, and you can get to it by going to Talkers Radio. Go to talkers.com and Talkers Radio. And the conversation this week is in part about community-supported agriculture, and that's the consortium of local farms. This guy originated it in his neighborhood. So that's the second thing. First, glass of wine. Second thing, eats food grown in the area. Third thing, he takes a walk every day. As a matter of fact, he goes out 3 to 5 times a day and takes a fairly short local walk. But he spends 40, 45 minutes a day walking. He says your weight on your muscles, especially below your torso, keeps the body system working well, and he moves his arms and stuff around. And remember, this guy's 102. At the end of the workday, he went into a sauna that he built for himself. Every single day, he took some time in a dry sauna, which is fairly easy to do. You can build one of those things and have a little wood stove around it, and you know, you can make your own sauna.
Now, I wonder if it was the benefit of the sauna or if it was the fact that he took some time to clear his mind every day.
Well, this is the next thing, Jennifer. In addition to drinking a glass of wine, eating food grown in his area, taking a walk every day, going to a sauna, he also concentrated on his breath. He said one of the most important things about breathing is breathing deeply enough to push oxygen into the blood in sufficient amounts to reach every cell. Thus, the conversation that we have about our product, Heart Factors Plus, because that's what it does. It gets the blood into every part. And if you breathe heavily, that also helps you a lot. The other things that he said were important for his living a vital life to the age of 102 is that every day he makes sure he has a laugh. A laugh every day, he said, lowered his blood pressure, increased his vascular blood flow, increased oxygenation of the blood, strengthened his diaphragm, reduces stress hormones, increases disease-killing cells, defends against respiratory infections, reduces the frequency of colds, increases memory and learning. How about that for a guy who knows what's going on at 102? And he lived his life surrounded by people who also enjoyed life. So his secret to a vital life, glass of wine, eat food grown in your area, take a walk, try to spend some time in a sauna, getting the pores opened up, breathe deeply every day, laugh every day, and live around people who enjoy life as much as you do. What a wonderful, isn't that a great recipe when you think about it?
It makes sense. It's common sense.
It's
nothing
terrific.
Splashy.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. Words to the wise. I remember my fourth grade teacher, whom I frequently make reference to, Aldo Scipione. A word to the wise is sufficient. I remember her telling us that, along with teaching us how to spell the word think and friend, all those things you hear, these little bits and pieces of things that I still remember. Now, that's a teacher that had impact. If you can remember things that you learned in the fourth grade, can you, Jennifer, remember things you learned from your fourth grade teacher?
Some things, yeah.
What? Like what?
I still keep in touch with my fourth grade teacher on Facebook, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. One thing that you remember about fourth grade teacher.
The funniest thing, the words that we should not say, because our class was filled with hellions, and so one day she lost it, and she stood in front of us, and she said, "You shouldn't say it." And she went through all the words. Yeah, the S words. And so I remember all, I mean, that's probably my most clear memory of fourth grade.
There you go. All right, Kenny, what about you? Do you remember your fourth grade
But it was also the year the Challenger blew up, so that was...
1986.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, what about you?
My most vivid memory of fourth grade, Mrs. Kelly's class, was that I continually got caught reading Hardy Boy books during class.
Oh, that's so cute.
Really? Oh, that is cute. Yeah, good. All right, see what
did
memories...
Did the hardcover ones?
As you're
I did.
Driving to work this morning, think about what you remember from your fourth grade teacher. It's 12 before the hour now on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleached a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Many local and state governments are debating legislation and regulations to protect the rights of pets. We all shudder when we hear about the mistreatment of our animal friends, and we want to do something about it. But if we look at this issue through the lens of liberty, we would realize how often we misuse the concept of rights. Our Constitution guarantees important rights to American citizens, not to non-citizens, and certainly not to animals. We have a duty to treat our pets kindly and responsibly, but let's think about that in terms of animal welfare, not animal rights. And let's not forget the vital importance of essential human rights for which America's founders fought and died, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Alabon, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, 53 after the hour now of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Jennifer and Kenny and I are going to pay attention, as I hope you will, to our reporter Shelley Palmer's Gets Things Started here. He's going to talk with you about Square, which is a mobile payment company.
Awesome.
I have started the process to use that on my dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome.
The lady that cuts my hair does it. Just whoop, right through.
Right. It's amazing how it works with technology. First it was Starbucks, and now it's Whole Foods going to be using Square. So let's find out what this is all about. Stand by for that report here on Good Day.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid Plus Up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, after signing a massive deal with Starbucks a year and a half ago, mobile payment company Square has landed its second major retail partnership, this time with Whole Foods. The new deal puts Square Stands, complete point-of-sale systems powered by an iPad with Square's payment system attached, in every Whole Foods location. The Square Stands won't be found at the checkout lines, but rather at the in-store venues, places like sandwich counters, pizzerias, and coffee bars. These checkout locations will make it much quicker for customers just
just picking up lunch or dinner to get in and out instead of having to wait on regular checkout lines with regular grocery shoppers. Square's checkout process is a smart choice for these locations. They seamlessly let you add tips or have a receipt emailed to you. Square stands can currently be found in 7 locations, including New York, San Francisco, and Austin, but will soon be expanding to other locations across the country. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our new industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our new complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through February 28th can you also take advantage of a 2-month payment credit on many models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, here's an interesting development, technologically speaking. You know the fellow that runs Tesla, the car company, his name is Elon, do I pronounce it right? Musk, right?
Yeah, Musk.
Elon Musk. What else is he known for?
I don't know. Ken? I mean,
he's done something in technology. I'm pretty sure about that, hasn't he?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, not important to the story. It is interesting that there is a apparently ongoing dialogue between Musk and Apple as to whether or not Tesla will sell to Apple, so it will become the Apple. The car that is now the Tesla will become the Apple. Apple wants to be in the car manufacturing business. It also wants to get into medical devices using its technology, not unlike what we were just talking about, using the, what's that card thing called? We were just listening to Shelley talk about the card reader. It's called the Square, right?
Square.
Is that an
Square,
Apple product? Or you use it on Apple products, right? That's how it...
Yeah, you plug it into an iPhone.
iPhone or mm-hmm. an iPad. So now, think about this. Think about Apple getting themselves involved using their technology in the medical field and also using their technology to build a car, the Apple car. Just think about it. What the possibilities are. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? 58 after the hour and good day.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the...
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.